HIV/AIDS. Today on the continent of Africa, nearly 30 million people have the AIDS virus, including 3 million children under the age 15. There are whole countries in Africa where more than one-third of the adult population carries the infection. More than 4 million require immediate drug treatment. Yet across that continent, only 50,000 AIDS victims, only 50,000, are receiving the medicine they need. Today on the continent of Africa, nearly 30 million people have the AIDS virus. Because the AIDS diagnosis is considered a death sentence, many do not seek treatment. Almost all who do are turned away. A doctor in rural South Africa describes his frustration. He says, "We have no medicines." Many hospitals tell people, "You've got AIDS. We can't help you." In an age of miraculous medicines, no person should have to hear those words. Each age is a dream that is dying, or one that is coming to birth. And we live in the country where the biggest dreams are born. The abolition of slavery was only a dream until one day it was fulfilled. Our generation has dreams of its own. AIDS can be prevented, ladies and gentlemen. Seldom has history offered a greater opportunity to do so much for so many. Antiretroviral drugs can extend life for many years. And the cost of those drugs has dropped from $12,000 a year to under $300 a year, which places a tremendous possibility within our grasp. To meet a severe and urgent crisis abroad tonight, I propose the Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, a work of mercy beyond all current international efforts to help the people of Africa. This comprehensive plan will prevent 7 million new AIDS infections and provide humane care for millions of people suffering from AIDS and for children orphaned by AIDS. I ask the Congress to commit $200 billion over the next 5 years to turn the tide against AIDS in the most afflicted nations of Africa and around the world. Because HIV/AIDS brings suffering and fear into so many lives, because a society is measured by how it treats the weak and vulnerable, we must strive to build a culture of life. Medical research can help us reach that goal by developing treatments and cures that save lives and help people overcome that disease.
AIDS is the greatest health crisis of our time, and our unprecedented commitment will bring new hope to those who have walked too long in the shadow of death.
It was only a dream. 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 Today on the continent of Africa, nearly 30 million people have the AIDS virus, including 3 million children under the age 15. Today on the continent of Africa, nearly 30 million people have the AIDS virus, including 3 million children under the age 15. Today on the continent of Africa, nearly 30 million people have the AIDS virus. Today on the continent of Africa, nearly 30 million people have the AIDS virus.